Now, on the line, I have Kirsty Doyle from Tashk, and she's going to be talking to us about reducing health inequalities in Ireland, the role of policy. And this is about a conference that's going to be held in Trinity College on the 2nd of November. Good morning, Kirsty. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. Thanks for having me. I'm good.
Absolutely delighted. First of all, Kirsty, can you tell us what is Tashk?
So Tashk is an independent think tank whose core focus is inequality. So our main role is to produce policy analysis and to present evidence-based proposals for a more equal society.
And what are the aims of Tashk?
So really our aims are, we look at different areas that affect inequality in Ireland and we seek to reduce inequality through our research.
And the conference on the 2nd of November, can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so the Reducing Health Inequalities in Ireland conference is being co-hosted by Trinity College, the Foundation of European Progressive Studies and Tashk. So together with our co-hosts, Tashk acknowledges that health inequalities are a critical policy issue. And for this reason, we decided to bring together a number of experts to outline the role that policy can play in reducing these inequalities. So as well as the expert presentations that we'll have on the day, the conference will also host a debate on the topic of Sláintecare and whether it can improve access to healthcare in Ireland. So for this debate, we're going to be joined by TD Roisin Shortall, who is the chair of the Oireachtas Committee on the Future of Healthcare, and other panellists, which we imagine will be policy makers as well, will be confirmed for this debate in the coming weeks too.
And who will the other speakers on the day be? You know, are they going to be international? Are they, you know, just solely from Ireland?
No, so there'll be an international panel. So we have Richard Late from Trinity College who will be speaking, and we have Al Lundberg from Sweden. And we also have Klaus Fent, who's also in health policy from Germany, and David Taylor Robinson from the UK.
And who, you know, who are the people that will attend a conference like this?
So these types of conferences usually attract a diverse audience. So, of course, researchers, academics, members of nonprofits and policymakers will be in attendance. However, our conferences usually attract citizens who are concerned with our focus areas and who want to be informed about these topics. So they will also be in attendance as well.
And I take it Tashk doesn't only look at health topics. They look at right across the spectrum.
We do indeed. So we have an annual publication, which is called the Charity Knowledge Equally Report, and that looks at an analysis of economic inequality in Ireland. We also have work on, are launching a report in the next couple of weeks on precarious work. That's our second report on precarious work this year. And we also have work continuing on multinational corporations.
And I take it that these conferences are open to the general public?
So a couple of our launches are, when we launch them, they're not open to the public. They can be invite only, but we do have a number of events that are open to the public. With our main event between now and Christmas, after the Reducing Health Inequalities in Ireland conference, is our annual lecture, which will take place on the 3rd of December in the Royal Irish Academy. So Professor Alison Wolfe, the British economist, will give a lecture this year, and it will discuss whether education can have any real influence on inequality.
And maybe enlighten our listeners a bit more, Tashk is, it's a charity.
It is indeed, yeah.
Yeah. Who set it up and, you know, how did it come about and, you know, how does it influence policy?
So in terms of influence and policy, TASC are very active in maintaining relationships with policymakers. We regularly provide submissions to Oireachtas committees, and like the Reducing Health Inequalities Conference, we seek dialogue with policymakers through our events, and we also make sure to involve policymakers in our research where appropriate.
And how is TASC set up?
How is it set up?
Yeah.
So TASC was set up because we recognised that the inequality in Ireland is a very serious issue, and we didn't feel that enough was being done about this at a policy level. So that was really the origins around the think tank being set up.
And how is it funded? Do you know, is it funded from the government? Is it funded from the general public?
No, so we're not government funded, we're independent, and we have a variety of funders. So we were funded by Atlantic Philanthropists, and we also have funders from Europe, who are the Foundation of European Progressive Studies, and they're a European think tank.
Now, the reason I ask this question is, I'm not trying to put you on the spot or anything. It's just, I think this is a brilliant idea. We need more of groups like TASC, because a democracy like ours, it needs independent thinking. And that's not to say TASC is always right or anybody else is always right, but it needs people who are just sitting back thinking about things the whole time and putting forward ideas. Because the more ideas that are out there, the more we can get an understanding of what the best thing to do is.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
And what I was going to say, if the general public wanted to be involved or get involved with someone like TASC, how can they help?
Okay, so if listeners would like to get involved in the work of TASC, I would encourage them to go to our website and they can sign up there for our monthly newsletter. So on the website, they can stay up to date with our publications, and it will notify them of our events as well, which we would encourage them to attend.
And I take it's naturally enough, all groups have a particular leaning, whether that's right, left, centrist, or you name it. But you don't have to be anything. It's open for everyone to get involved and to get your newsletters and so forth.
Oh, absolutely. As I said, we produce policy analysis and prevent evidence-based proposals. So we, with a view to influencing reducing inequality in society. So we wouldn't align ourselves with left or right, but would really focus on the policy analysis and the evidence-based proposals that we put forward.
And I know earlier in the year, you held a conference on economic inequalities in Ireland.
We did indeed, yes, in June.
And you know what other? I think you might have said it earlier, but what other? Are there any more conferences coming up before this part of the year?
So as I mentioned, our other main event, apart from the Reducing Health Inequalities Conference, will be our annual lecture. But we will also have a couple of smaller events between now and then. So a couple of launches around the Precarious Work Report and around the Charitional Equally Report. So the best place to keep an eye on them would be to go to our website or to sign up to our mailing list.
And the lectures that will be held, what's the aim of those lectures? Is it to kind of bring a better understanding out there for the general public?
around our events in general, is it?
And well, the, shall we say, the lectures that you're going to hold later in the year?
Oh, sorry, yes. Yeah, so we believe in, you know, bringing these issues to the general public as well as highlighting them to policymakers and politicians. So, yeah, their role would be to highlight the issue and to try and raise this among, as an issue among the general public and also among policymakers and academics.
Yeah, I'm blown away because I didn't actually realise that we had something like TASC here in Ireland. Because you hear in the States and you hear in England and that they have different think tanks. Not all of them that I would agree with. But at the same time, I think it's a great sign in a democracy that you have that independent thinking out there that is not, doesn't have the pressure of politics on it.
Yeah, I agree. There's actually a very few think tanks in Ireland, so we're happy to be doing what we're doing and to trying to influence policy for these important topics.
So if somebody wants to go along to the lecture on November the 2nd, is that open to the general public?
It is indeed. So you'll find details of the Reducing Health Inequalities Conference on our website, which is www.tasc.ie, and also on our Twitter and Facebook pages. So this event has proved very popular and is currently at capacity, but you can still register to be added to our waiting list.
Yes, I think it is a very topical topic at the moment, definitely health inequalities.
Yeah, absolutely, especially with the release of the Sláintecare Care Implementation Plan and the Sláintecare Care Report in the last few years, we're hoping that this event can shed more light on that and really look at the how the implementation of that is going to go about.
And what I'd love to do is that maybe closer to the event or maybe at the event to come along and maybe interview some of the speakers on the day.
Yeah, that would be absolutely perfect. Yeah, and we can arrange that.
And as they say, we'll talk about that offline.
Great.
So, Kirsty, thank you very much for coming on and talking to us this morning. It's been very informative and I've certainly learned some things.
No problem at all, Michael. Thank you for having me.
No problem. All the best, Kirsty. Bye-bye.
Right. Thank you. Bye.
Now, as I say, that was Kirsty Doyle from the think tank. Just trying to say that word, I'm getting tongue-tied. The think tank, TASC, I think is very interesting.